USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House impeachment managers began to make their case Wednesday against former President Trump, presenting previously unseen footage of the Capitol riot and unheard radio transmissions from Capitol Police. Senator Bill Hagerty agrees that the video from January 6th is painful to watch, but the Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that it doesn't justify what he calls an unconstitutional show trial.
Well, watching the videos was very painful. The violence that occurred that day was immediately condemned by me and by every other member of the Republican conference. In fact, I don't know a single senator who didn't condemn that violence. And in fact, over 200 people are now being prosecuted under criminal statutes for the violence that took place that day. That's the venue to deal with this. There's civil laws, there are criminal laws for private citizens to be dealt with. It's not an unconstitutional impeachment trial. That's not what the Senate should be designed for. We've got serious work to be doing. Instead, we're going through a political, partisan show trial.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden announced new sanctions on the military regime in Myanmar after the military staged a coup, retook power in the country, and arrested a number of senior elected officials.
I again call on the Burmese military to immediately release the democratic political leaders and activists, and they're now detained, including Aung San Suu Kyi, and she is, and also Win Myint, the president. The military must relinquish power it seized and demonstrate respect for the will of the people of Burma, as expressed in their November 8th election.
The sanctions will keep the generals from accessing $1 billion worth of the country's assets held in the U.S., with more measures to come. Protests against the military regime continued for a fifth straight day Wednesday, as the generals have declared a year-long state of emergency, citing accusations of fraud in elections last November. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
One Biden nominee is apologizing for past tweets. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden's pick to lead the Office of Budget and Management says she's sorry for past tweets attacking Republicans. In front of a Senate confirmation hearing, Neera Tanden said her role as an impassioned advocate for a left-leaning think tank caused her to clash with Republicans.
I deeply regret and apologize for my language and some of my past language. I recognize that this role is a bipartisan role, and I know I have to earn the trust of senators across the board.
And as far as why she deleted a bunch of tweets after Biden's victory,
Senator, I appreciate people's concerns about my tweets, and I've regretted them, and I deleted tweets because I regretted my tone, and I've deleted tweets over many months.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Chicago Teachers Union has approved a deal for children in the district to return to classrooms beginning this week. The vote also avoids a lockout and possible strike by teachers in the nation's third largest district. The deal includes vaccinations for those teachers and plans for reclosing schools if COVID infections reach a certain level. Pre-K and special education students will begin to head back to the classroom on Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.